What is the Bible? The Bible says, "And further, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh." Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, 12 and 13. If you have ever gone into a library, you probably noticed how many different books there are. All the shelves in the library, from the floor to the ceiling, were full of books, small and large, thick and thin, books with pictures and books without pictures. People need books. We study from books in school. Books have good advice for our daily lives, and through books we learn many things about the world around us. The person who wants to know more reads more. But no person, no matter how long he lived, could ever read all the books in the world. Not all books are beneficial. Many publications, like a toxin, poison the heart and mind of a person by teaching all kinds of evil. These books awake evil desires and separate people from God. We need to read only upbuilding books and have no interest in books that harm the soul. There is one unique book in the world. This book is the most important and the most precious of all books in the world. It is impossible to live right without this book called the Bible. No other book is comparable to it. Every person, young or old, needs to know what is written in the Bible. If you have read many books and still do not know what is written in the Bible, you are living your life in vain. What makes the Bible superior to all other books? The Bible is God's Word. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. No other book in the world is like the Bible. Its author is not man, but God Himself. Everything God wants people to know is written on its pages. For this reason, the Bible is called God's Word, or the Holy Scriptures. The Bible explains how God created the heaven and the earth and how He made man. The Bible tells us how man sinned and how God, in His love for people, made a way to save them through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible consists of 66 separate books, and each book has its own name. For example, Job, John, Nahum, and Hebrews. God did not write the Bible with His own hand, but He used faithful, holy men who loved Him as writers of His Word. He inspired these men and gave them wisdom to write. Among the writers were the simple and the outstanding ones: kings, shepherds, a Greek doctor, uneducated fishermen, government officials, and priests all faithfully wrote God's message. The Bible was written in different times, in different languages, and in different countries. It is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is also called the Gospel. The first books of the Old Testament were written about 3,500 years ago, but the New Testament was written about 2,000 years ago. Even though the Bible is an ancient book, it is very important in our time as well, and its words have not lost their thought or meaning. It is a priceless book for all people and for all times, because what has been written comes from God Himself. The Bible is perfect truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. We know from childhood that truth is right and untruth is wrong. We need to believe truth, but we need to reject untruth. We dare not believe it. God's Word is perfect truth. It is the absolute truth. It reveals the truth about mankind and sin, about God and eternity, and about salvation and the Savior. Every person can be sure the Bible is perfect truth and needs to believe what is written in it. For example, in Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Perhaps you are that very person who is tired and heavy laden under a burden of sin and a guilty conscience. This verse invites you to come to Jesus, so he can take your burden of sin and give you peace. Everyone who truly believes the word receives peace and rest. Whoever does not believe is still pressed down by the weight of sin and is wandering around without purpose in life. The Bible was written by hand for centuries before the invention of the printing press. Those who copied the Bible were very careful not to change one word or letter, because God has declared he will severely punish anyone who adds to or takes away from his word. Today, the Bible is translated into many different languages of the world. It still contains the original thoughts of God's word, giving the Bible popularity, importance, and value. Whether you believe what is written in the Bible or not does not change the truth. God cannot lie, and his word will surely come to pass. The Bible is a book that is able to change one's life. The Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. God has done a wonderful work. He put the power of the Holy Spirit into ordinary human words, and the Bible has become a real and living word. The word is able to change the thought patterns of every person and their relationship with sin, with God, and with other people. Under the influence of God's word, hardened sinners repent of their transgressions and become holy. Murderers change and become kind and loving. Liars change and speak the truth, and thieves stop stealing. God's word comforts the believers in life's most difficult circumstances and gives hope in the face of death. The Bible is a divine book. The Holy Spirit opens the true meaning of the words written in the Bible. Without the illumination of the Holy Spirit, no one is able to understand its true meaning, not even the most educated person. God sees those who want to know the truth, and by His Spirit, He opens the truth to those who search for it. You need to read the Bible to experience its work in your life. Before reading, ask God to help you understand what you read and to believe what is written in His Word. The person who reads, believes, and applies all of God's Word to his own life is the happiest person. Why is this? It is because those who read the divine Word of God hear God Himself speaking to them. They learn how to live and in whom to believe, so they do not need to perish in eternal destruction. This gives a person hope of eternal life.